God is good. In all you do, make sure you do not just work with instructions given to you. Come to a point of discovering yourself so that you will be able to give proper account. The content of our character in which we will be judged is constituted by the personality that we have discovered ourselves to be. What am I saying in essence? Who you are will determine your character, and it's through that character that you'll be judged, not how you behave. Hallelujah. Different religions express prayer, because prayer is the ability to commune with the supernatural beings that preside over that religion. But prayer is the most misunderstood concept. And this is the reason why we pray a lot amiss, because it's mostly misunderstood. A lot of people have the zeal to pray, but they don't have the understanding of prayer itself. If you have the zeal to pray and you have less knowledge about prayer, you'll be praying amiss. Because prayer is actually a communication between you, God, and the supernatural. And without the operating system of Jesus Christ in you, how can you connect to the Wi-Fi? The Holy Spirit is the Wi-Fi. Hallelujah. You see the scriptures telling you we ought to pray. Listen, prayer did not begin when man fell from the garden. Prayer began in the garden. A lot of people feel it is because of sin that we are praying. Because sin is unrighteousness, it's not pleasing to God, and we are unworthy. So therefore, before we pray, we begin to ask for forgiveness first, right? That's you feeling unworthy. But prayer did not begin when man fell. Prayer began when God created man. When God would have to descend in the cool of the day to fellowship with man. Prayer has structures. Prayer is not something you do or you are given time to do. Maybe you set a timetable during the day. I'm going to pray, for example, first thing in the morning and last thing at night, or probably if I observe some time of prayer during the day. Prayer is actually you being in the realm of God's presence. Simple. Prayer is not something you use. Prayer is who you are. If prayer is something you use, you are praying amiss. If prayer is something you practice when you want to address a situation, then you are praying amiss already. Prayer should be something that is natural for you. David said, "Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever." You are still praying 10 minutes or 3 times in a day, and you are feeling kinky that I'm a prayerful person. You are bragging about fasting for 21 days or going 40 days dry fasting, 21 days dry fasting, and hearing from the spirit realm, contacting spirit. And you are supposed to be carrying the presence of God without talking about it. See, an empty barrel makes the loudest noise. When you can brag about how many times you fast and pray, you are not in the presence of God, because the presence of God is not what you brag about. It's what you are soaked in. You don't brag about something you already are. It is when you are less of that thing that you brag about that thing in order to gain people's validation. But once in a while, you can talk about it anyway for people to know. Hallelujah. When they say pray, prayer is a consciousness. It's either you are quiet and your heart is deeply engaged. To pray is to be in the presence of God, is to have fellowship with God. And to pray is also to hear from God, because communication is not one-sided. A lot of people assume that to pray is to be the one to talk to God, right? Whereas to pray is also to remain quiet and you are open for the Spirit of God to communicate with you. Christ is the only operating system that is acceptable, that keeps you open for God to communicate with you. I mean, Christ consciousness, not to think about Christ, but to carry his attribute, to love, to forgive, to lend a helping hand to the needy. Those are some of the practices that will help your channels to be open. Those things keep you in alignment with Christ consciousness, which is the only acceptable ground. You know why I'm going in this dimension? Because the world is changing very, very fast. Things are on the fast pace. If you are not where you are supposed to be, a time will come where I will call down manna from heaven. And if you are not increasing your capacity spiritually, you'll be left stranded. Hallelujah. There's a saying that goes thus: when the goings get tough, only the tough gets going. Allow God to be proud of you for once. Bible says the world and his entire creation are earnestly waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. The world is waiting for you. How informed are you? How educated are you? How conscious are you? Are you still going about observing others? Listen, those of us that are born of God will overcome the world. We are God in motion. As you are now, you are a part of God's purpose to dominate and to replenish this earth, to subdue it, to make it more beautiful and colorful. If you have not yet discovered that, you begin to pursue the mundane things. When you are led by the Spirit of God, you are also in an attitude of prayer. To pray is to remain in a realm that gives you an opportunity to be influenced by the Spirit of God. Receive Jesus. When you receive him as your Lord and Savior, then God would be interested in everything you do and say. Prayer is the Spirit of God guiding you on how to even manage the resources God might has given to you. Practice prayer outwardly until it becomes established in your spirit. Pray always. Apostle Paul put it this way. He says, pray without ceasing. God is good. If you have a relationship with God and you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, which is the acceptable operating system for communication with the realm of the Spirit, you're already a success. Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, then everything shall be added unto you. God bless his word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.